Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chelsea Messenger, I'm Michael Jenkins. Whole crew's here. Got D-Day, Double D. See you shaking your head.
That's right. That's right. It's Wednesday. Whole crew's here. Mm-hmm.
You asked me during the break, and of course I ran away. You asked me a question. I'm like, yeah, great question. See ya. I'll run away. I needed my coffee. I was not trying to be rude. Sorry about that. But you're asking me about Halloween. Halloween is Friday? Friday? Yeah. Playoffs?
Friday? Yeah. Zoinks!
Zoinks! That's coming up. We are ready to go. Everything gets in today, and then the craft work begins tomorrow. So Catherine has a lot of work to do. I'm going to go ahead and say it now, what we're going to be for Halloween. Let me ask you first. I asked you, aren't you going to Trick or Trunk or something?
We have Trunk or Treats.
Oh.
We were supposed to have one this past Sunday, but it got rained out because it's trunks of cars. So, like, you walk around the cars. But, like, on Halloween, we do traditional trick-or-treating around the neighborhood. Then we go to a Halloween party, which, thank God, Halloween is on a Friday this year. So, I don't have to leave the party at 8:15. So, I actually get to stay. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. What are you, again, going to dress up as?
You mean my costume?
Yeah.
I'll probably do something, like, festive, but not a costume.
Okay.
If you understand what I mean.
Like,
yeah, I'll probably
I do.
Wear, like, ears or something.
Okay. Because,
like, Blake never wants to do costumes together. Like, she has her own costume that she's like, I want to be a fairy princess. And, like, Jake doesn't want to dress up. So, like, do I just do a costume by myself? I don't know. It feels weird and, like, self-serving if I, like, showed up in, like, a Catwoman costume and all the other moms are like, what's this girl doing? Who does she think she is? Sydney Sweeney? So I will probably just wear, like, some ears and, like, a sweatshirt. Maybe the one that I got at Lucky Bundle that says, what was it, bad to the bone, and it has a bunch of skeletons on it, and
do
I got
that.
It for 10 cents.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll wear on Halloween.
You're not going to be, like, sexy pumpkin. Like, you know how how girls like to take everything and make it sexy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sexy PDF file. Oh, okay. Not really, but,
I think I'd
know.
Like to see that.
I would, too, actually. Well, look at that. It's a smooth scroll you've got there, PDF. I don't know.
Oh, so here's now you're speaking Jenks' language.
Yeah.
That's like the Venn diagram of things you like.
It's actually true. Technology? Come on, a little spice? Now we're talking. What's next? A Word doc? Oh, you got me going. So here's what we're doing. Here in D.C., I don't know if this will speak to you, but I think this is going to be, and I haven't told a lot of people. They asked me in the Commanders pregame show. I'm like, I'm not giving this out. Because Catherine, of course, came up with this idea. It's such a good idea. So here in D.C., the spotted lantern fly is everywhere. You can look this up, but it's a super invasive insect. And the way to rectify this problem is just to kill it. Like, on point, it's like, step on these things, kill them as much as you can. They're everywhere. They will not go away. Like, you can walk down the sidewalk here near your Navy Yard, on the sidewalk, and they're just, it's gross. They're dead everywhere, all over the sidewalk, because they've just invaded this city. So if you live in D.C., you know, like, God, I'm so tired of these insects. So we were thinking about what we wanted to be. We're not going to be 6'7", because I feel like a lot of people are going to do that. But Catherine was like, let's be a spotted lanternfly. I'll be a spotted lanternfly, and you'll be a shoe. I'm like, that is such a good idea. Because you can't buy one of these costumes. She's going to make it. So she's awesome at costume design. So she's going to, she bought all the materials, all the wire, the felt, and she was showing me, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to attach it here, do this, make the wings. I'm just wearing, like, a shoe costume, like a moron, like off Amazon. I got the easy part. And so she's going to be the spotted lantern fly, and I'm going to be the shoe. And then we looked up, like, spotted lantern fly guts. So we're going to put, like, splat on me, like, which, you know, nothing gross, but just enough to be like, this is what happens in D.C. all the time. So if you live in D.C., you'll totally get it.
Ah, it's a good geographical one. Yeah. I just looked up the spotted lantern fly. It's actually kind of pretty. Like, it has a lot of cool designs on it.
It does.
Because, like, I thought it was just going to be, like, a weird, like, I don't know, like a brown fly or something.
Right.
But it has all these, like, polka dots and, like, red designs if you, like, open up the wings. So I think it's going to be really cool.
Oh, man. I hope so. She'll nail it. She'll nail it. There's no question. She'll nail it. So I'm looking forward to it. I just got to put on a shoe costume and be like, eh, hope we win. So we'll give it a shot. Well, Chelsea, I don't know how to transition. Maybe I don't know if they have the spotted lantern fly in Baltimore. It's just up the road, maybe. I'm not sure. But the Ravens are being examined. It sounds like a medical term. They're in the medical room waiting for Roger Goodell to come in. So apparently, according to Yahoo Sports, and we saw this last week, the Ravens reported that Lamar Jackson was a full participant in Friday's practice. We thought he was going to play last week. So it misled the public, misled the Bears who were in town. Chicago thought he was going to play. Then all of a sudden on Saturday, the Ravens said, no, Lamar's limited because he hasn't taken any starters reps. So not only did that throw off preparation potentially for the Bears, we saw the number move as well at BetMGM. So this number had been going between Ravens minus 7.5 and 7. And then by kickoff, it was Ravens minus 2.5 or 2. Because everyone thought Lamar was going to play. So the Ravens won 30-16. They covered regardless with Tyler Huntley at quarterback. But the NFL is going to look into this because potentially this is, whether it was intentional or not, it looks like market manipulation.
Absolutely. And it looks like, you know, an unfair advantage, even if you take the betting situation out of it, where they're manipulating injury reports to fool their opponents, which you're not supposed to be doing. But it does feel like one of those things where I'm not sure if this would be quite as big of a deal if it weren't the current climate that we're in with all of the NBA stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where people are like, well, he was supposed to play. He was a full participant at practice, and now he's not playing? Because normally, if you're a full participant in practice, it means you're going to play. So there's all types of theories being thrown around here. Maybe it's that they wanted some type of advantage of, you know, game planning for against the other team. Maybe it's just a soft tissue injury where you think it's good to go and then you wake up the next day and it's not. Or I've even seen theories. I think Nick Wright floated this, that the Ravens were trying to pressure Lamar Jackson into playing. And he stopped it, and he was like, no, I'm not 100%. So
right.
Who knows what's actually going on behind closed doors, but it does feel like somebody needs to do some splaining because clearly the truth was not the main thing that people were talking about last week. And it's wild because, you know, Coach Harbaugh even talked about this, and he kind of sidestepped it. So I don't know who's telling the truth here, but I don't know. There's definitely some murky waters here.
I will say that you're absolutely right. This has everything to do with what's going on in the NBA. You cannot have any sort of inkling or any sort of perception of impropriety, especially now, because everyone is super sensitive as to what's going on. In fact, we saw a reaction to this yesterday with what's going on in the NBA with the gambling charges and the poker charges and the ties to the mafia, where the NCAA is pushing back the decision.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To let college athletes bet on pro sports. So all of a sudden they realized maybe this isn't the best idea. And that happened right before the whole NBA news broke last week. So everyone is being very sensitive, and rightfully so, about looking at sports and saying, is there something nefarious going on here? Is there something that we don't know about that is affecting the outcome of the games? And so you can't do anything like this if you're an NFL team. That might make it seem like you're trying to manipulate the market, because we've already seen that in the NBA, and no other sport wants to touch any of that.
Here's a serious question, and I don't even know the answer to this, so it might be tough for you to answer as well, but do you think the public should know about injury reports? Do you think this should be like public information? Like, why does the public need to know? I feel like I've heard people talk about this, and I do think it's kind of interesting. This isn't a thing in college football, right? They don't have to say anything.
No, they don't. It's more of transparency in the NFL more than anything else. Like, this isn't really done for the public. It's done for opposing teams. Like, this is where we are. And frankly, I think it helps generate discussion in the NFL. Like, they don't have to do this, but we're seeing it more and more because betting is involved. Because people want to know, because it helps generate attention. Like, if you know someone may or may not play, aren't you a little more fascinated in what might happen in that game? Yeah, of course. So, and I also think that, look, you can't have it both ways. If you're going to allow sports wagering to take place, and we're seeing it across the country more and more, as we know, there's a reason why we've been doing this show, then you're going to have some sort of transparency if you want that to work.
Right. I feel like we've seen this done before, though. Haven't the Niners been bad at this to the point where, like, their players in the locker room that, like, didn't even know, or they said something after the game where they're like, yeah, he told me I was going to play on Tuesday. And they're like, that's not what he said. Remember that? I think it was Jordan Mason or somebody who got, like, thrown under the bus because I guess the truth slipped out. And I guess Kyle Shanahan was saying one thing to the media and then did one thing on game day.
I mean, sometimes you see this too. It's a fine line as well. Like, there's a difference between gamesmanship and manipulation. Do you know what I mean? So sometimes you see this in college football a lot. Like, we'll see where he is. He's doing okay. You can do that. You know, he's getting better. He's improving. We'll see where we are at the end of the week. That's different than he was a full participant yesterday. Oh, no, he hasn't been working out. You know what I mean? Like, sort of, you know, walking the tightrope between maybe he is, maybe he isn't, is a lot different than being definitive and saying, no, this guy isn't going, and then suddenly flipping it around and saying, yes, he is, or vice versa.
Yeah, and then gaslighting everybody. Like, I think that was the craziest part of, like, John Harbaugh. It's like, he's so flippant about it. He's like, you guys know about injuries? Like, sometimes they're injured, sometimes they're not. You're like, what? Like, I understand it's a soft tissue injury. And here's the other thing that's going to be tough to police is that sometimes with soft tissue injuries, guys can re-injure themselves. So it's the same thing in the NBA when somebody goes down early with an injury and you're like, are they faking an injury to, you know, so their friends can play the under? Sometimes they might actually be hurt.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, it wasn't like Lamar Jackson was not a full participant. Why? I had a poker game. Like, oh my God, no. No. Worst thing ever. So I don't know if this was intentional or not. Sometimes I think there can be a miscommunication as well. I mean, sometimes you know, between what happens on the practice field and what goes out, there can be, you know, something that just kind of falls between the cracks. It could absolutely be non-related at all to any sort of manipulation. Because, look, when the NCAA said, we're going to let college athletes bet on pro sports, and then less than 24 hours later, the whole NBA story broke. It's not like that was coordinated or anything. It was just a situation where there was bad timing. So this could be the same thing, is what I'm trying to say. But should the NFL punish the Ravens and say, we're not even going down this road? We're going to put a pin in this, and we're going to stop this before it even gets going. Don't even think about doing anything that makes it look like something is going on here that shouldn't be going on.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. But listen, it's the NFL's wheel of punishment. Where it's like, hey, we're going to fine a guy $35,000 for doing a celebration after a touchdown. And then sometimes they don't punish guys at all for like a terrible like hit on the quarterback if it's a running quarterback. So it's one of those things where like I hate to speculate because I feel like I never know the punishment that the NFL is going to hand down in the wheel of punishment.
You know Roger Goodell. He's not going to do anything. He's just going to be like, whatever. It's an injury report, guys. Injury report comes out every week. Things change. And I love to gamble. I love to gamble. You know? And then he'll just go away immediately. You know how the news cycle works? This will be gone tomorrow. Mm.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, the NFL is not struggling to keep people as viewers. Like, the difference between this and the NBA is that people already kind of are looking for reasons to not watch the NBA during the regular season. Like, haven't you heard people, anytime I post anything on the NBA, they're like, it's rigged. I'm like, were you watching before? No, it's terrible. I'm like, see, you're not watching anyway. But the NFL could have a scandal like that, and people would still watch it and bet on it. Like, that's the difference between the NFL and the NBA.
My favorite part of the whole NFL, I'm going to watch, I'm not going to watch, is the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. I'm not going to get political here. But my point is, remember how many people were like, I'm not watching the NFL ever again. I'm done.
Right?
Okay.
People did that with Bad Bunny. Like, I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. Are you?
Bad Bunny? I'm out on the NFL. I was like, you're back the next week, man. Come on. Come on. You are watching. Their viewership, their money coming in, all-time highs. It's all good for the NFL. And the NFL came out and said, no, we're having Bad Bunny. And what do people say? I'm not watching today. But tomorrow I'm back. But you know what? For the next 8 hours, I'm going to watch something else. I'll stream something. I mean, the NFL. Teflon. Absolute Teflon.
Right.
They're not going to do anything.
It does not matter.
It does not matter. Come next on the show. Quick break for sports, but only so we can visit my streaming corner. That's Jill Semester. I'm Michael Jenkins. It is great to have you with us on a Wednesday. It is a Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.